You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
You know, you can be all the things you've always wanted to be. Beautiful, sexy. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Just let your soul glow. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul, baby, feeling oh so silky.
How do you define what a good dad is?
And I think on that note, I'm Mouse Jones.
My name is Mac Wilds.
My name is Victor Burt.
And we are the guys next door.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think this conversation, you know, we be having our off-air conversation. But I say, you know, this one's some fire content right here. We gotta give this to the people. We have here Hennessy, cognac connoisseur, conversation connoisseur, and a person who up until last week was a complete stranger to me. We have Victor Burt here.
Appreciate you, Victor Burt.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you for having me.
Tell the people who you are, real fast.
So, long story short, I'm just a guy living in Brooklyn, doing the best I can. You know, meeting great people and trying to have great experiences.
I feel like that's all of us, but that's amazing.
Yeah, man.
Now,
welcome to the neighborhood, man.
Thanks now, for me and me. Vic met because I was at the. I'm not going to give them no promotion. They don't pay.
I was about to say.
No free publicity. You know, we don't do that around here.
We don't talk.
We was at a bar restaurant. We was at a restaurant at the bar. We was engulfed in conversation. You know me. You know, the minute I'm having a conversation with a woman and I can't get my, I will pull the next person next. Nigga, help me out here.
You pulled me.
I pulled him. I'm not going to lie. Had no idea where he was going to go with this. Had no idea the journey I was embarking on. But God damn it, the man had points. We're gonna discuss some of those points going on. But to all the people who are wondering, no, he's not famous. He is not an actor. He is not. Do you consider yourself a personality? I don't know what you're doing.
But he's a great black man. That's all that
he's
matters.
He's a damn sure good black man.
You know, we all out here trying to be citizens of Wakanda.
Oh,
just like that.
I'm from Wakanda Heights. Right?
Wakanda Heights.
Wakanda Heights. Okay.
Wakanda Heights. They probably got mad hookah there.
Mad.
They don't.
Oh, because it's not Dominican Republic.
No, it's not. They don't have hookah there.
Wait
fronta.
A minute. If they got the hookah in Wakanda, that vibranium cold probably lit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They probably get the superpowers.
That shit stay on forever.
Give the fruit the extra, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The heart shape.
Let me get the Wakanda mint. Let me get the vibranium mint.
That's right.
I need the heart shaped herb in my
drink. Oh, I'm telling you, I might do that. I'll do hookah if they got vibranium.
Wakanda hookah hit different.
I would do hookah if niggas brought the Wakanda hookah.
No problem.
But yeah. Now, a few weeks ago, we on our last episode. Sorry, guys. We took. God forbid we are human and live life. Our last episode on Booty Pork, we was talking about.
I actually listened to it.
Mac comes up with the names. I just want everybody to stop asking
me. You are the nomenclature guy.
That's him.
I am.
That's him. Okay. Don't ask me about nothing. Why they so long? Why they short? Why they name? We trust Mac to do what the fuck Mac does.
The thing was, we said it in the podcast.
We did. And then y'all took a turkey route.
Y'all took a whole whole meat section. It's almost like I was there with you. I was looking at the picture and I was like, I wonder what.
Oh, right. Because I sent you.
Yes, yeah.
Yo, and that's been everybody's like kind of look at me for the past 2 weeks when they meet me. Oh, you're on the boom, boom, boom. They'll see Booty Pork. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? I'm like, you just got to listen.
Can I just give y'all a compliment? I really do think, though, that the idea to get the pictures.
Right.
I see you, Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
I think the idea to get the pictures is actually ingenious because it's what we do anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like before girls give advice, they'd be like, wait, let me see him. Let me see what he looks like. So I want to applaud y'all for that because a lot of people won't take that stance. So kudos to you.
You know, we be trying. You know, we shout out to Miles Jones first and foremost because he the one who be coming up with this, a lot of this shit.
Shout out to you guys as my black brothers. You know, it's all about you guys.
We here, my brother.
A lot of love.
Now, on the last episode, we was talking about TV dads. And that started our conversation. We was having off air before we recorded here. So go back into your point, Vic, because I feel like we was about to go somewhere good. So go ahead.
So my point is you have to sort of define what it is you think is a good dad, right? Is a good dad someone that keeps you out of harm's way? Is a good dad somebody that, you know, like, is it somebody that you think, like, makes you progressive and thinks more, right? I heard Bill Burr, a comedian, once say that parents are supposed to just, they're supposed to help you do better than what they did.
True indeed.
And so if we take that as a stance, then I think I look at John Amos in his situation and I'm saying he really came out of nothing.
He came out of, I mean, you've seen it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, and the crazy thing is, like, when I saw that show, Good Times, it messed me up because.
Good Times.
Anytime you need me, baby.
Good Times.
So yeah, it messed me up because the name didn't match the show.
Yeah.
Nothing on that show was good.
No.
You know what I mean? So it was.
But
like,
in retrospect, at least talking to my parents,
yeah.
Those are the times. Those times where, like, you're brokest or growing up like that, you will call on good times. When you're older, you will remember those times. Yeah, you know facts. What I mean?
As, motherfucking right.
Because as black people, we always find a way, right? Like, we find a way.
Okay.
So I think that might have been what it was, right? I think that's what I think good times was that. I think it was a...
every show was written with a bad time. You know what I'm saying? Oh shit. Falsetto on that.
No, we get it, Mac. You saying? We get it. No, not.
I mean, Grammy. You proved it.
The Grammy,
you know,
people acknowledged it. your fans acknowledge it.
Sometimes you got to still show them, though.
We get it. No, you saying that's
so,
what you do.
So if you look at that, like where he came from, you know what I mean? And again, like I said, it's like the biggest loser comparison.
Right.
You don't necessarily look at the weight loss. You look at the body percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying where he came from and to what he was able to do for his kids.
Right.
All right. You know, JJ became a successful artist. Velma.
Yeah.
Velma, like she stayed away from alcoholism. She kept her husband away from alcoholism. Michael, we're going to say he went on to become a lawyer.
Michael became a gay rights activist.
Okay,
he did.
How progressive is that? So if that's the mark of a parent to be able to,
he did that in spite of.
that's a good point. Did he do it because of or in spite of?
No, he did it in spite of.
I'm saying sometimes you got to get your ass whooped into greatness. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Now, Vic, where are you from?
I am from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay. Now, what is in Grand Rapids, Michigan?
Floyd Mayweather.
Okay. No, he's in Vegas.
You're not wrong.
You're in Brooklyn, so clearly
you are not wrong, sir. I went to high school, middle school with Floyd and a lot of his camp.
And so you knew, he couldn't read.
Wow. So you see what you're doing?
Wow.
Do you see what you're doing?
He's being ignorant. That's what
I mean. So,
I'm not ignorant. I can read.
Listen, wow. I tell you what. You ask a lot of illiterate people if they would like to trade places with Floyd.
And the majority, I will trade places with
Floyd. You see what I'm saying? Like, I've read several books, and I would trade places with Floyd right now. So what? Reading is overrated. Symbols. I can read symbols. You know when to stop. You know when to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as you can read what's on the McDonald's little 99-cent menu, they got symbols now.
If you know red means stop,
that's it.
And green means go.
You winning.
You good. You could drive that Bugatti anywhere.
Anywhere. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not even about reading no more. They have a thing called McDonald's English. You can go anywhere in the world, and they will tell you the McDonald's menu in English.
What do you do when you're not at McDonald's?
Go back to McDonald's? It's a McDonald's everywhere.
No, what? Okay. Okay.
Talk about it.
All right. I mean, sure. If that's what y'all want. If y'all want illiteracy, y'all got the richest dumb nigga in the world.
Ooh. Yes, sir.
Grant, I don't think there's a richer dumb nigga than Floyd Mayweather.
I'm not gonna name names.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? We here. That's what we here. That's what we do.
I mean, the president is pretty dumb.
Look,
I don't know.
Go ahead, say something. Go ahead, defend it.
That nigga finagled his way into a president.
By your logic, if you can finagle your way into millions of dollars, if you can finagle your way into the presidency, isn't that smart?
I don't think he's dumb.
You just said we got a smart dumb motherfucker.
No, y'all got a smart. He said we got a dumb president. I think we have a shitty president. I don't think he's dumb.
I feel like you're doing the thing like when white people do it, they smart. You know what I'm saying? So when a white quarterback does it, he's intelligent. When a black quarterback does it, he's athletic. See what I'm saying?
Everybody here knows I hate white people. That goes without saying.
Do you? Or is there some internal love happening? Like, do you?
No. He hates.
No. Do you?
No. It's external hate, internal hate.
All right. Okay. So I gotta go back 3 episodes.
Original hate. It's all of this hate. No, I don't. I really don't think. I don't think he's a witty motherfucker. I don't think he's a sensible motherfucker.
Okay.
But I don't think the president is by far.
I'll tell you like this. If you look at, and we don't have to talk about Floyd for long, but if you look at like what he does, that's smart. He makes sure you miss him. Yeah, and he makes sure you hate him. So if anything, you tune in because you want to see him get his ass whooped by anybody.
Knowing good and well is not gonna happen.
Right. Never gonna happen. You know them niggas with that dumb strength.
No, I don't even think he got dumb strength. I don't think it's even dumb strength. I just think that the motherfucker just ain't got punched in the face yet.
No. He's been punched in the face. He knows what it feels like, and he just stays away from it.
Let me tell you something. As somebody who's seen him actually fight in a street fight in Grand Rapids growing up, I'm telling you, imagine sitting in a phone booth with somebody, and then you trying to fight that person, and they can't fucking hit you.
Oh, he was always nice with the duck.
I'm letting you know, that's how nice he is. You can stand next to him, and you still can't fucking hit him. Now, explain that shit.
Ask T.I.
There it is.
Ask T.I. T.I. got a hand on him. T.I. got a hand on him.
Listen. That's what we doing.
Fake news.
Well, James. Welcome to the podcast.
Wow. I don't got that sound yet, so we just
got it. I got you.
God damn, James. You know, we're just kind of professional here. Anyway. Okay. All right, so you're from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I am. I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I went to Michigan State University. After that, I came here to New York, and I have been in New York for a really long time.
NYC, baby.
I will bet you $50 right now.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
In 30 on-call push-ups, if you can guess how old he is.
Shit.
Please don't. Damn. All right. Here we go.
Are we doing a roundabout number?
No, you got to hit it. You got to hit that motherfucker on the head.
And I'm not betting. I ain't betting. That's an ass bet. I ain't stupid, and I know black don't crack.
Go ahead. Give a guess.
It's outside of the bet.
Because you scared.
I'm younger than 22.
About to say, bro, I just got out of jail, bro. I'm very scared. I'm just very scared. That shit is nerve wracking.
I was waiting for that. We're gonna talk about that too.
I would guess because I know black don't crack. I know that you're definitely over 25.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you have to guess.
Now okay. So I would say you're probably the oldest out of us. Am I correct?
Yeah, sure. Just you have to give the guess.
All right, cool.
Stop doing the circus trick. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Give me a clean 34.
There you go.
The nigga is 41 years old.
41, just turned 41.
Damn.
Everybody here looked up.
This nigga is how old?
Man, turned 41 June 24th.
I told you I went to school with Floyd.
I gave y'all a clue.
Ooh, I didn't know how old Floyd was.
I don't know how old Floyd is. That nigga looked like a child, too. Yeah, I know he has a third grade reading levels. Okay. Like, shit.
That might be the key.
So you took it back. You reminded it based on the grade level.
That might be the key. That might be the key to staying youthful is never learning how to properly read. Oh, Che is here on time.
Somebody owes me a date and some dick,
because
that's what I was at.
Wow. Jesus.
I mean, we got takers in here.
I mean, goodness gracious.
We got takers.
You walked into a whole situation.
Yeah, well, take your pick. The white man in the corner got it all.
The white man in the corner got it all.
The white man in the corner got date dick in dollars, so you might want to holler at him.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. Welcome back, mama. I seen you on your little trip vibing.
Shay was out there throwing ass.
She had the cheeks out.
This is crazy. I never Goodness seen her act like this before.
Oh, I have.
Wait. Where did she go?
Shay, where'd you go? I don't know. Is that mic on? Yo, Bills, look in there and tell me if this mic is on. Tap that mic.
It looked like it. Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead. Talk.
I was in Tulum, Mexico, living my best life.
Hey. Tulum is Miami.
I'm about to say, Tulum is
like, y'all niggas found Tulum and turned into Miami. Yeah.
I was flown out, though, so it don't matter.
Flew.
For work. I was covering the travel group. But I was still flown out, so.
There you go.
But you know, that's the new wave, right? People don't go solo no more. People don't go with just one or two. You go with the group. And the group is like the Instagram, like the travel
right
noir.
Right, yeah. You always got
pretty much.
Yeah. You always got a photographer.
Yeah. Yep.
And she was the photographer throwing ass. If y'all seen her IG.
Yo, I seen one video. Che was like on a ladder dancing with some sweaty nigga.
And had the camera in her hand.
Camera in the hand.
The whole time.
My grip on Buffy is amazing.
Yo, what?
Her name is Buffy, as in Buffy the Body, yes. Yeah,
talk about it. Okay. Talk about it, queen.
Come on, she just got the
explosion.
Jay, welcome back.
I miss you guys.
Jay, the Mouse Jones bomb on.
No.
Flex.
We don't know him. Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. Everybody be trying to start. Look, I'm having a peaceful year. Bills, I'm having a peaceful year, right? I diffused the situation. I would talk about it next episode, Bills.
Hey.
Listen, I'm having a peaceful summer. I don't want to smoke with nobody. I'm showing love to all my black men.
Talk about it.
That are not 50 and growling.
Wow.
If you're 50 and growling, I can't show you love. Why are you growling at 50?
John Amos.
He was a growler.
I'm telling
he was
you
a growler.
Listen,
John Amos was a growler.
So what about it in what about growing up in Grand Rapids, Michigan? Made your mindset the way it is and your thought process the way it is? Because you have a very specific and unique outlook on life.
You know what's funny? Like, I've listened to your podcast, and one of the things that I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you for that.
I do.
You are an official neighbor.
And moreover, I followed the Instagrams because, you know what I mean? I didn't want to be that dude. You know what I mean? I wanted to get a look
right
at the live.
Right.
Because when I met you, I was like, yo, let me actually look and see who you are. It's a thing now. Like, there's a movement going on with black people that people are afraid to sort of be who they actually are in public.
Real shit.
You know what I mean? And so we put on this air because we work at a certain job. You got a key fob. You know what I mean? You go to a building where, you know, you have an email now. And so people are afraid to sort of let people see other sides of them. And we all do this code switching now.
Yeah.
And I grew up, my dad is a former superintendent. He's a former dean of schools. And one of the things that they instilled in me is never be afraid to be who you are.
Message.
So my family. Look, I was like,
because I was use headphones, so I'd be like, what,
Keenan? So you know, my thing is like just really just be true to who you are, and I know that sounds cliche, but it's like be true to the whole of who you are. Don't just be
very,
true.
Very true.
Don't just be true to one specific part of yourself.
Nah, be true all the way through.
Yeah.
Man.
So when
there we go. That's probably gonna be the name of this episode. Be true all the way through.
That would have been a great episode to release.
One of my favorite people is John Henry Clark, and John Henry Clark is a guy. He's one of my doctor fathers, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like when you listen to him, he doesn't do the academic voice. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know when you talk to professors
right,
or whatever?
Right,
you
know.
Hi. Yeah. So if we, you know, and it's, right, they do the voice, but it's like, just talk.
You got right too much dip on your chill.
What's crazy is I have heard these drops in other things, and I still was not ready.
He wasn't
because
ready.
This nigga wasn't ready.
Yeah, I wasn't.
He's good at that.
Yo, I
He's
wasn't.
Good at that.
Look, and I'm watching him do it. I see the setup, and I'm still
the
not
episodes
ready.
The episode when he's not here, we be sucking at that
yo
shit.
We
be like, wait a minute.
What's this button?
Yeah, man.
The episodes without Mac be suffering on them drops.
So to give y'all credit, it's like, you know, I the last episodes that I heard, man, it's intelligence. It's you know, you love Ratchet and you love God, and that's all you are. That's who we are.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Like, be true to your whole self.
That's exactly what we strive to be. You know, we as a mental health podcast, well, all around.
All around.
You know, all around.
First of all, sir.
Hey, listen, he laughed like this shit wasn't true.
Hey,
he laughed like this shit. Right. He was like, yeah.
First of all,
you got the behind the scenes footage.
We are here striving. He for the prosperity.
He's judging our podcast. But you know
what it is? It's like when people been with you so long, they be like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is my OG.
Look, I know.
Right,
he had that laugh like, ugh.
Yeah, he said like he believed it.
Yeah. No, for a fact.
Oh,
for a fact.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Your episode, you know, this has your episode is next, bro. Sorry. Hey, please.
Again, us as a mental health overall health podcast.
Say it again for the motherfuckers in the back.
It's an overall health podcast,
but we do focus
on the mental health of
the black man.
I'm not mad at it.
And sometimes for your mental health, you gotta tell a nigga to suck your dick. Because niggas will play with you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very true.
Niggas will play with you.
Definitely one approach.
And you gotta open the Frank stand sometimes. Sometimes you gotta just let a nigga know.
Bomb on that.
Yeah, like you just gotta let a nigga know. Like, listen, don't play with me.
I'm a firm believer in don't fuck with me. I ain't gonna fuck with you.
I'm actually very nervous about this next podcast, this next episode now because
the next episode's going left.
Yeah, I feel like
niggas don't believe we're a mental health podcast.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be very niggerish, but we'll get there.
wait, am I still gonna be here for the niggerish?
Listen, you're a neighbor.
Make sure that I'm in the building for the.
You're actually Airbnb-ing Ryan's room right now.
Shout out to Ryan.
Yeah, you sitting in. So what I want to discuss is some of the conversation we had at that restaurant.
Facts.
So me and how do you say this? What was we discussing? We were discussing the difference between being moody, between mm-hmm. someone being moody.
Yeah.
And then there's that. And then there's a difference from somebody being in a mood whose mood is affected.
Right.
Right. And that just became a bigger conversation of how.
I'm interested, especially considering my vibes today. You've piqued my interest and I am listening, good sir.
So I believe that somebody who's moody, I believe that that is someone who does not have control over their emotions.
Got it.
I believe that is someone who at the drop of a dime can just turn. Like everything's fine. And actually I'm gonna let Victor, because he had a few great analogies for it. But like I said, everything about the day can be going regular. It could be the same 4-day spin you've been experienced, and just for no reason at all, you're in a mood. Typically, we deal with this out of women. Yes. This does happen with men.
Men do have women.
And I'm pretty sure men
look
who
at
date
you falling
other
back
men.
Into the gender normative.
Oh yeah, I'm only but so progressive.
Okay. Listen.
He's working on
I'm
himself.
I'm a work in progress.
He's working on himself.
But also, like I said, I'm pretty sure that I'm speaking, but not from a gender normative standpoint, but I'm speaking more from an experience standpoint.
Okay.
I haven't dealt with too many men in my life that are moody. And if I have, I don't deal with them past that point, because then I'm like, nah, this nigga, he bad for business. This nigga, like, I got to get away from this nigga. But I'm pretty sure there are other men who date men who have to deal with that the same way we have to deal with women being moody.
So even what you're talking about, right, I think is another conversation, because men handle moods different.
Mm-hmm.
Men are reactionary to the moods that we feel.
True indeed.
Right.
You're not going to know what we feel until we do the thing.
Right.
Women will talk about it before it happens.
Mm.
So you know what I mean? Like, you push it down until you're ready to deal with it. But it doesn't mean that the mood didn't affect you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I for one don't think I'm moody, right?
No,
I think I...
But what you brought up was a good point.
Right, also I'll discuss. So this past... Was it this past week? The fucking BET Awards. This shit, dog.
That's because men's memory be so short. We're like, what's her name from...
Dory.
Dory, we're
yeah,
Dory.
I don't remember nothing. What the heck? How long ago was that? Like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago.
It was last week. Yeah. BET was last week.
Feels like it. I don't know.
No, couldn't have been.
It wasn't.
Yes, it was. I've been back for a week and BET and Mexico at the same time.
Excuse me.
All right.
Heard
well,
you.
She said it.
Well, no, because then what was last week? Last week it was still June.
Drop the bomb on him.
It was the
So let's say it happened in the past.
It definitely happened in the past. Yeah. Okay. But it happened in the past, but not too far before Matt got arrested.
Not Black History.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Just want to talk about that. Thought I forgot about that.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Hey, to the listeners.
Eyes closed.
I guess you guys, if you were betting on what guy next door would get arrested first, guess you lost that bet.
Oh, it might have been on me. It was him.
I found out after the fact that there was a bet. So fuck y'all neighbors.
There was a running bet.
There was a bet. They hit me. They sent me the screenshot of the Shade Room post and was like, "We definitely got this wrong."
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were like, "We definitely thought
it was like Deadpool."
Yeah. They were like, "Mouse, we thought you'd be arrested first." Okay. And I'm like, "Ha!"
He just didn't run into the right person during BET weekend.
and he dropped his own drop.
So during BET weekend, I had the pleasure of hosting a whole bunch of stages. You got bags out there. It was a pretty nice weekend. Thank you, BET, for continuing.
Shout out, BET.
The boyhood dream come true every year. So it's LA.
Got you.
I don't like LA. I don't like LA at all.
Can you unpack that just a little bit?
I like that. That's smooth.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Can you unpack that a little further? We might have to get Levin to add another. We might have to expand.
Do I get my own drop?
Floyd Mayweather trying to read. That should be his drop.
Wow. That's fucked up. That is fucked up. Damn it.
So during the weekend, like I said, I don't like LA. To unpack that just a little further, it just doesn't feel like home.
Okay.
It's too big in all the parts that would feel like home, or all the parts that would make an out of towner feel like community. Mm-hmm. It's so far away from where I actually have to be when I'm out there that I'm like, oh, I don't like this shit at all. I don't like this shit at all. It's ugly.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that it's considered a large city, and at 3 p.m., there can be no one on the street.
3 a.m.
3 a.m., there's no one on the street.
Okay.
At any time,
there could literally be
on their busiest street, there will be no person walking the street.
Yeah, it's kind
of
weird.
There's a lot of streets, though.
There is, but
there's a lot of people.
Okay, I'm still waiting.
And it's also 3 hours behind, which I hate.
But I don't think you – so you're from New York.
Yeah, born and raised.
Right, I love it. So there's, you know, you gotta throw that in.
Born and raised.
Don't get it twisted. But it's like at no point do you not like having people on top of you. Like at no point, like you like pause. Elbow room.
I'm gonna say pause.
I see what you're saying.
Thank you.
You're not wrong. So, but you like some elbow room. But at no point, like, do you look at it and be like, okay, the reason why I'm mad is because there's no people. You still haven't really gotten to the heart of why you don't like LA.
Mm. I mean, that is the heart of the reason. Like,
because there's no community.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that's the biggest reason. Nothing seems genuine out there.
Okay.
I'll tell you that's one of the reasons why. That's one of the reasons why me, and I lived out there for 6 years.
Okay.
Six years or so. The reason why I didn't like Los Angeles was because there was no real sense of community unless you went into the hoods.
Okay.
Like, unless you went into the real life neighborhoods, like you go to Compton, you go to Englewood, you go to Leimert Park, you go into the jungles, you go to Slauson.
Okay.
Like, if you're going to these different areas, and even if you don't bang with gang culture, there's still a sense of community there.
Right.
You know, everybody looks out for the people from their neighborhood. There's, you know, just the same shit like any other neighborhood that you come from, but all of the neighborhoods in Los Angeles, like Brentwood, like, and no disrespect to any of them, but like, Westchester, Brentwood, fucking Hollywood, West Hollywood. Well, West Hollywood is kind of a very
interesting,
very, together neighborhood, if I may say so myself.
Yeah. It's the Chelsea of LA.
Yeah. They call it Boys Town.
Right.
Boys Town.
Oh, that's the gay area.
Yes, sir.
Why can't you just say gay area? What's wrong with you?
I said the Chelsea of LA.
He definitely did.
Chelsea is a gay area?
Yes, sir.
When you was down there, you didn't...
I don't be in Chelsea like that. Precisely. I don't have a lot of money to be in Chelsea like that.
You're not wrong.
I was invited to Chelsea one time by somebody, and they were trying to get me locked up. Wow. But we're not going to do that.
Yeah, we're not going to do that
today. So LA, you was in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the story.
So already I don't like it. Okay. So whenever I'm in LA, usually in my room.
Okay.
Until I have to go to work.
Fact.
Until we call them out.
Yes. And this night, this weekend per se, everything was on the itinerary. Management had it to a T.
Right.
So
every minute was accounted for.
Right. And then I had my security there who made everything smoother. I was like, all right, cool. Seen Mac at his dinner. He does a dinner out there. Shout out to the Brotherhood dinner.
You know, we gave a kid
50 bands, right?
We gave 15.
15, my bad.
We ain't at 50 yet.
It sounded 15, 50.
It's close.
I ain't got it. You ain't getting it to me. Say that much. Nah, I could have used that shit.
Yeah, shout out Jalen, man. Jalen Hodges, man. Shit was fire.
Yeah, so we're there at that dinner. Now.
Okay.
Not to sound weird. It's a room full of men. And some of those men were acting like ladies. When I say acting like ladies, bitch made.
They were moody.
Bingo.
Wow.
Already I'm like, oh, I hate this spot. So that just built my mood. Then we went across to, you know what? I'll take that back because that didn't piss me off. Avenue didn't piss me off because they didn't give me no problem. Like yeah, they were like, that was probably the best club experience I had in LA ever.
They were like
the security guard knew exactly who I was. Did you have fun?
I haven't had fun that night.
There
was a great people there.
To the end, but I was leaving, so it didn't matter.
Yep.
Somebody decided to stand on a stage and start talking crazy shit.
Oh,
like,
no. We'll talk about that a whole other day.
Yeah,
we'll
your man was wilding. And I was like, yo, who he talking about? But niggas was like, no, Mousy, that talk about you. It's okay. So we left. But then the next day is work time.
Everything so personally.
The mic went from my hand to his hand, and then some shit got said, and I was like, wait, son talking about me? I said, nah, he not talking about me. Nah, he can't know who I am. He don't.
Now that's just taking the table.
And so the next day is all work.
I need to read all these drops.
So the next day is all work. As you know. Yeah, and I do not, because I hate when people do this, I don't blame BET as a brand for this. This has nothing to do with BET the brand. Mm. This has everything to do with, it's a large weekend, it's the BET experience, a lot of moving parts.
Right.
Shit is going to go wrong. Shit is going to go left. It's going to. And what happened? Shit went left.
You got to roll with the
so,
punches.
Right. So shit with my credentials is fucking up. And I have to be here at this time, but then there's nobody to transport this way.
And to some people, he was like the GM in Toronto that was in the tunnel.
Precisely. Precisely. And this would sound to a lot of people, this would sound like first world problem. Right. But to somebody whose job, this is my job.
This is what you're doing.
So
you were brought out here for this specific.
And so when it starts fucking. People,
this Pacific region.
Yes.
Pacific.
Because right, you're on the Pacific coast.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice. See what I did?
I like this guy.
I like that guy.
So when the shit started fucking up,
right.
I'm like, yo, what the? Like, nah, get the shit together.
Okay.
That's Friday. Saturday, my day starts even earlier. Mm-hmm. I'm up at 7:30.
LA is an early culture.
Yeah.
Because
they're 3 hours behind.
Yeah, they close
early.
Yeah, right. They close early.
So, and people want to hike and shit. Yeah. You know,
they be at Burbank High School.
The shit was ridiculous. Yeah. So 7:30, I'm up to be at a 9 o'clock call time.
Okay.
I was supposed to have a break in between. There was no break in between.
Yeah.
Event started.
Did you have a Nutri-Grain bar? Did you have anything to...
Nope.
No?
I didn't have enough time to eat.
So you was dry and...
I was starving.
Okay.
Pause. Starving.
Okay.
That's why... You see, I gave you that.
I watched. I wanted to see. That's why I said, no, he's gone.
Let me direct this out of here.
I'm actually very hungry myself right now.
And so now I'm hungry.
Taco Tuesday.
So now you got to work.
Taco Tuesday.
Now you got work hungry.
Okay.
And... this ain't the regular button pushing job. Yeah. You got to be personable. You got to be yelling.
So you was moody.
No, not during work.
You were hangry, moody.
Not during work.
Okay.
But after.
Okay. Oh, he was hangry.
Oh, I was pissed
He was
off.
Hangry.
And then
I think I tried to FaceTime you that day and you didn't answer.
No, I didn't answer.
Yeah, look, you sent him the voicemail?
I did. And how did you feel?
It's fine.
Okay. How did you feel? Everybody was getting that though. My mom, everybody, because right. That was not the day to talk.
I think I texted you. I didn't.
I know you did. And then so the same thing Sunday. Okay. Sunday is the awards and I'm walking carpets and just shit wasn't.
Wasn't jealous.
Anything that could go wrong did go wrong. Right. Murphy's Law.
Okay.
So anybody who dealt with me on Sunday night got that energy.
Okay.
Damn.
And that was considered moody. And I'm like, nah, that's not moody. Shit went wrong right. And I was in a mood.
He was in a whole mood. He was in a space.
Any other time, I'm the exact opposite.
Okay.
Nobody's ever seen me like that.
It was a perfect storm that created this situation.
Exactly.
Mm. Gotcha.
So that is what started the conversation. Okay. Because I was the mood. I'm like, no, I was in a
mood. So you're saying that it's everything so around you was moving in a certain way, and that dictated how you sort of moved from that particular standpoint.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because when I was on the plane back to LA, back to New York,
yeah. Ooh,
so happy.
Yeah. Ooh.
Great 6 hours of my life.
For the listeners, this is what I walked into. I was sitting down. I was having a chicken sandwich because I'm black and I like chicken. And so
chicken sandwich and crab legs.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Wow, that's an amazing mix.
And so yeah, I mean.
And Hennessy. Nah, I don't know if it was Hennessy. It was a cognac.
It was brown. It was brown.
It was just a brown.
Yeah, just a brown.
Brown don't equal. Any brown.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was just a brown.
It was just a brown.
Oh, because it could have been a bourbon.
Could have been a bourbon.
Could have been
a whiskey. You know, there's so you know could have been a brandy.
Could have been a bunch of things. Could have been a dark rum.
Yeah, you definitely didn't want to be. You definitely didn't want to be a brandy.
Yeah. So
that shit loud.
I can't deal with this.
Right.
Goodness.
So this is what I walked into. Go ahead.
And then so I asked her, I'm like, brother, because I knew men seen it different than women. Right. So I said, brother.
I don't know if you said brother, but
I said brother. Dem said good. Okay. I said good brother, actually. That's what I said.
Okay.
I said good brother. What is your take on this?
Okay.
And then that's when you begin to drop all the knowledge and the dimes.
So basically,
Mac, do you consider yourself moody?
I was. I used to be. But now I'm more in control of my feelings and moods per se, but it's harder for me to get out of moods. That's why I was saying it's very interesting. Today I got in a situation, me and Shorty, we in the car. And you know, I'm driving her home, blah 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 blah, being a good boyfriend, blah 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 blah. She's in the passenger seat.
I love the blah 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 blah.
You know, that's a lot of important information that we don't need right now.
Look, it was Chris Brown, it was Rihanna, blah 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Next thing you know, he's then locked
the
up.
Blah, 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 blah.
Then the Grammys,
right?
So I'm driving her home.
Okay.
We're like on the block of her house, and there's a traffic cone in the front of her
it
block.
It always start with a fucking traffic cone.
What the fuck? And I'm looking down the block to see if there's anything going on, and literally there's nothing down the block. So I'm like, somebody just put a traffic cone. Maybe there's like a pothole. Maybe we should go around it.
You thinking?
Like, all right. Just thinking.
Yeah, yeah, forecasting.
So I'm as I'm trying to turn, somebody jumps in I guess tries to cut past and stops. And starts cursing at my front, at my door, like, yo, what the fuck, nigga? Like, nigga, why don't you fucking move up? And I rolled down the window. I said, excuse me, sir?
Oh, right, you hit him with the calm.
I said, excuse me, sir? And I was calm because you're
still on probation.
One, I can't get locked up for another 6 months. And two, I have my gun in my glove compartment, so I was already reaching.
I don't know if you should say that. We should edit that one.
Please edit that out, because I'd be in that call.
It's gone. It's out of the car now. It's out of the car.
Rel, whatever he just said.
It's out of the car now. You good.
Gone. Please.
I wouldn't even hear what he said.
Shit.
I was already waiting for some shit to pop up. But him doing that, it made my energy shift from what was a good day to I was like,
right.
Pissed.
Right.
And I was pissed for a while. Like, it took me a minute to kind of calm down.
But to your point, you used to be moody, but now you were like, it went down based on your current situation.
What the situation is what dictated the feeling.
And so this is the sort of situation that you brought me into.
Right.
And so the analogy I gave was simple. I was just like, so if we can look at moodiness in like sort of two different ways, moodiness is like if you're on a plane and everything is smooth, there's no turbulence, but then all of a sudden the plane just drops.
Yes.
It goes down 10,000 feet, right? You expect people to have a reaction.
Of course.
Right? So that's your cone, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the cone in the road. You're just like, oh shit, something just happened. Now I'm reacting to what the situation is, right? That's not moody. That's just being a human being. We are supposed to respond to whatever it is, the circumstances that you know, are in front of us.
Right.
So I can't call you moody for that. I'm just calling you a human being because we're given responses so that, you know, it's our natural proclivity to be able to protect ourselves. Right.
We see where the TI words are coming from today, right?
Proclivity. That's okay. All right.
You're not going to say proclivity like niggas who didn't go to college don't know that word.
First of all, they do because they read more books.
You are
they
not,
read
that's
more
what I'm
books.
Saying.
They
you,
read more
I ain't go,
books.
Ain't never one of us went to college.
Proclivity like this nigga
anybody else heard
Floyd
that word?
Mayweather
anybody
knows what that word means.
You heard that word before today?
He's not even going to look up.
You ever heard the word proclivity before today?
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
You should celebrate yourself every day. But some days, you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Bill, you ever heard that word?
Pro.
You know what, Sebastian? I know Sebastian knows that word.
I've never heard that word.
You knew a word that a white man didn't know.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's college education.
I mean, so you know,
take that fucking Black History Month.
Every month is February. So you know that's what moodiness is. I mean, that's not what moodiness is, right? And then so if you look at moodiness is sort of like we are on the highway. It's a clear path. You know, we driving down, there's nothing in the thing, and all of a sudden, like, you got an attitude, and then 10 minutes later, you cool, and then 10 minutes, but it's like, well, nothing has changed.
Right.
Nothing has changed, the environment is the same, and yet there's something going on inside of you. So your external environment did not dictate what's going on inside of you, and so that is what I see as moody. And I'm not saying that women are more moody, I'm just saying they're more honest about what's happening inside of them than men are.
I would say that as well. I think a lot of women, and maybe the women in here could speak to it.
Oh God! Activate the Chehive on, why don't you?
Yeah. You form the arms, the fucking alpha on the head. Hey. And together, we'll be Voltron.
Yeah, you want to do that? Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. I think the difference between a lot of I think it's because of our experiences differ, but the difference between a lot of the things that would deem us moody, a man versus a woman, just like you said, are the things that happen inside. Only a woman will seem a lot more moody because in her head she'll run through a myriad of different things.
Just want to take a moment here.
Myriad and proclivity have been said in
both
in
that side of the table today.
Right. Yes, listen, it's coming to your side.
No, not.
It's a triangle.
I'm not using more than 4-letter words today.
Wow. You're a damn liar.
You said
liar.
Letter.
You're a damn liar.
That's a letter.
L-E-T-T.
L-E-T-A. That's what I said.
Oh, my gosh. But they come up with a legit myriad of ideas of the worst case scenario. Yeah. So a girl would look and see your phone and see a female's name. And it could legit be somebody platonic or somebody that you don't need. Like,
what's
like,
platonic?
Platonic.
Now we're using platonic. What's that mean?
It's basically it's an element on the periodic table.
It's right next to vibranium.
Right. Exactly.
Yo, but their mind will go nuts over it. Like it'll start on some like, who is that?
Why
is that bitch? I seen that name more than once.
So wait,
that bitch must be fucking him. That's why he didn't come over last night. It turns into a whole situation.
So if I could just speak to what you're saying, I watched this shit on the National Geographic. I only watched it twice. This is the second time I watched it. It was the fucking second time. But listen, they were talking about. They was talking about bears, and they were saying the male bear. Maybe that's what you got me thinking about this shit. So the male bear, he only responds to immediate danger.
All right.
women bears that like, or I don't, because I don't want to say female, because a lot of people don't like, well, women no, don't like the
female
word female
bear. So you
no, they like went like the, but it's the not
a
woman.
Then not, it's not a woman bear. It, woman the, is human. It's okay. A female bear.
You yeah. You might be right.
I know. It's, you, it's okay. Gender. Okay. And species.
I know. All right.
So it was a bear that wasn't a man.
It was a bear without a dick.
There you go.
It was one of those dickless bears.
So they responded. They responded to the honey comb, the bees
okay.
that were miles away. And so what they talked about was just the fact that men respond to immediate danger. Like, you saw the cone,
yeah,
right? And so the cone was right in front of you. And so you had an immediate reaction to what was in front of you, because you don't have time to worry about what might happen 2 months from now, what might happen a year from now. You're just like, all I can do is respond to what's happening right now. I got to keep you safe right now in the moment. And like, we just don't have time to be moody, because it's like every moment is a fight.
You're watching When Keeping It Real Goes Wrong.
Now check, as our resident woman, you've been having a face on this whole time.
She's jumping off the ladder with Buffy in the hand to drop.
So what are you about to react to?
I was stuck on the National Geographic comparison of women and our temperament.
Okay.
Respond.
I want to say that I'm not always right.
I think he just won. But no, go ahead, Jay.
I can't. Again, I can really only speak for myself.
Okay.
So that whole like overthinking, who's that bitch and all that.
Watch Shay about to be like, that's not me. Fuck these niggas. I don't give a fuck.
Damn.
Not
hot girl summer.
One thing I learned several years ago is I don't ask questions I don't want to know the answer to. I went through someone's phone one time and got my feelings hurt. I mind my business. Nothing. Your phone is your phone.
But that could also be you still might have those thoughts. You just don't react to them anymore.
Mm.
It doesn't mean that you don't suspect things. It just means that you know that if you look, you'll find it.
Yes or no?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes or no?
I'm gonna go with
for the
yes.
most part. I'm just. If that's what if I'm really that concerned about, that's what you're doing behind my back and all that other shit, I will remove myself from the situation.
Come on,
because you're
girl.
Not about to unhinge me.
Yeah,
y'all say that and then get unhinged. Like, fuck out of here. Y'all always say that. I'm sometimes I only be talking to y'all just to unhinge y'all. Because y'all say y'all ain't unhingeable.
You know what? Matter of fact, Mouse I forgot. Jones. You the one that likes crazy women, yeah, so no, I'm Mouse just Jones not even gonna go down that path.
Mouse Jones. Only one that like crazy women. All right, man.
Yeah, Mouse
you said you unless your life is in danger. That's what you said.
That's a fact.
This one.
Am I lying?
What?
We got real niggas in. Vot. Keep it a bean, Vot. If a woman don't threaten your life at least once in a relationship, like a real threat. Is that really your woman?
Hey, he went to therapy. Listen, I'm telling you, therapy has changed your motherfucking life. He went to a therapy session.
Bill, you got to get insurance and change their whole shit.
Bill,
you good? I want you to keep that same energy though.
Listen, you.
I want you to keep that same energy.
I feel you.
No. Now you.
Wait, I got a real question though. How many guys have went to therapy? Like real talk. Have went to therapy.
I did a therapy episode.
That's not therapy.
Why?
Because
therapy is ongoing.
I'm not Tony Soprano.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
I haven't been to therapy yet. But okay. I plan to. I went to therapy when I was a young youth.
Okay.
Because he thought he was, as opposed
to an old youth.
Yeah, definitely a young youth. Because there's some old youth out here.
You're not
there
wrong.
Are some young.
There's some old youth.
Look, that
youth.
Little kid that was in Belly that was sitting on the bench with Nas.
Yo,
that was an old youth.
Fact. For a fact. Okay. No, when I was
Booba Savage is an
when
old
I was
youth.
A young cat. I had to go to therapy for court. Because a teacher tried to press charges on us.
Okay.
But that's a whole nother story for another
time. I thought it was that time that you really thought you was Michael Lee.
No, you was
walking around Staten Island wearing black Air Force Ones.
With that thing on me. Had the two-tone strap in the book bag. Like, what's that?
Nick kept telling everybody.
So if you think about it, girl. So this is another stereotypical comment, but women provide an atmosphere for them to talk about their feelings. Right?
True,
they allow themselves, like women tell stories with adjectives. men tell stories with nouns and verbs, right? Did what, when, how did it happen?
Super
and that's
descriptive.
It.
You're right, because I'm told I'm traumatic with the way I tell
like
stories.
You ask a woman like, "Hey, what happened?" She's like, first of all, you got to understand Deborah be on some bullshit," and you be like, "Wait, what?"
We'll describe the temperature outside.
Right. It was cold. I was hungry.
I remember
hungry.
It was a yellow Prius because I was like, "Who drives them?" Right. Like, yeah,
you know,
right.
They fucked up my nails. I ain't like it was supposed to give me a square. It was a coffin. It was some bullshit.
You know your little
I'm just a guy.
Oh, we got preferences.
The coffin.
That's
actually.
What I'm saying. But they
I prefer.
But let somebody get a coffin that wanted
the
a
square.
See what I'm saying?
It's about to be a problem.
And they're like, you know what? Ling Ling fucked it up.
Because she's gonna be racist. She's definitely gonna be racist.
Yo, they're gonna say it.
Definitely gonna be racist.
They're gonna say it.
Definitely gonna be racist.
Yeah, no progress when they're upset.
And they're starting with this at 9 p.m. about a story that happened at 9 a.m. the next day.
Right.
And you're just like, whoa. Wait, why are we here?
But we gotta set the scene. Like, I need to walk you through, like, where my mind went.
And so, do you see what I'm saying? Is you're setting the atmosphere to you talk about how you feel. And men, we don't have to. We'd be like, what? You
did this what? Happened.
Yo.
This is how I did it.
You see how you told your story? Yeah. You started, I was on the street. It was a cone. And someone jumped out. And
now I'm mad.
And so you did that because you didn't want to say like all the other shit that you was dealing with. Because you're dealing with a lot. We always dealing with a lot. But men, we don't provide ourselves the space to talk about those things.
So are you a black man?
Y'all think everybody need therapy?
Everyone needs therapy. And the reason why
does everybody need therapy or does everybody need an outlet?
I said what I said. They need therapy. They need therapy because you need somebody.
Hit them with the Mouse Jones bomb.
You've been a podcaster for 20 episodes, nigga.
Goodness gracious.
I'm sorry.
This shit is fucking great. So he's hitting great points.
Listen,
he's
hitting
the table.
No, real talk, because at the end of the day, what a therapist is, like, he has dedicated time to hear your shit.
Or she.
I mean, we were talking about us.
Said he.
We literally were talking about us.
Yeah, but either way.
I was being Pacific.
I didn't like how you backed me into a corner. I had to fight back.
Irregardless, I was being Pacific about
irregardless.
I said it.
He said it.
Yeah.
Word.
We went from T.I. to I don't even know
listen.
What.
Irregardless.
You know, in my public opinion.
Irrigation. In my very public opinion.
My very public opinion. No, I'm saying you need therapy because you need someone who's dedicated. Because what a therapist does is they say, listen, I'm going to mark out a time for you to be able to talk about whatever it is that you want to. And I'm going to be able to, you can say what you want to, and I'm going to listen to you. Your friends, they'll listen to you, but they got shit going on in their life.
Yeah.
But a therapist has things going on in their life.
True indeed. But
most therapists have their own therapists.
Yeah. I was about to say, Dr. Melfi goes to a therapist. That's Sopranos reference.
That was very specific.
I'm three seasons in.
Yeah, he's in it. He's in it right now, guys. Like,
okay.
I'm walking around calling other black people Mouleons.
Jesus Christ.
I am fucking.
Oh, God.
When I get this,
look at this fucking Mouleon.
When I get this motherfucking Prezi, y'all
get
niggas gonna have to call me Tony.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't play with me.
Tony Alto.
This happens once every five episodes. They go into the little Italian spiel.
Okay. All right, so this is it.
Hasn't happened since Tune.
So it's about to be calzones and okay. I'm gonna sit back.
It's gonna be it's ignorance.
So all I'm saying is you need someone with calculated space to be able to hear.
And somebody who actually knows what they're doing. Because a lot of times we talk to our friends who don't know how to deal with our problems. You can't go to somebody who doesn't know how to deal with something that you've been through when you were a child trauma when you were a kid. They just gonna hit you with a, damn, that's fucked up.
Keep
bro.
Your head up, son.
Yeah, bro.
But sometimes that's all a nigga needs.
That's not what you need.
No,
bro.
That is not what
because
you need.
Because then you start to bury it back yourself.
Talk to the people.
I am a firm believer in sometimes, not all people, not for all people. Sometimes, for me personally,
okay,
I am of the elk of...
Wait. That was three, but I'm saying that's a word. That's a word.
Come on, son.
Listen, I saw that shit on the ACT 2 years ago. I'm just letting you know. SAT. SAT.
I am of the elk.
Both.
Yeah.
I am of the elk.
Ilk.
It's an animal.
ILK. No, it's not. But ilk, yeah, I see what you want with it. I see what you're doing. You're trying to, like, sway us away.
I just believe sometimes you leave well enough alone.
No, but sometimes. But that's how shit happens.
That may not work for everybody.
That's how shit happens. The more you bury it, the more you have to deal with it.
Exactly.
There's a, not to go too deep in it, but Freud always said that the voice that you hear the faintest.
This second time.
I said it.
Second time.
The voice that you hear, the most faint voice that you hear is the one that speaks to you the loudest.
Fair.
Right?
Okay.
And it's like the one that be like, you know, all you, you know, you say, I want to do this, it's that faint voice and be like, you can't do it. And that's the voice you listen to.
Yeah, for a fact.
That's the one you listen to. So the more you push shit down, the more you are, you're likely to do that thing. So therapy is just a way for you to sort of put a mic on that little voice you can actually hear so you can respond to it. Now, what you do with it is your choice, but you have to hear it.
You got to listen to it. You got to understand what you're... Because a lot, I think that's another thing that a therapist, when they say unpack, right?
Right.
I don't. I think a lot of people don't fully understand what they mean by that. But it's like, just as you said, I guess a perfect analogy. You're putting a microphone to this to the person to figure out what they're actually saying, to how to deal with it from then on, man. Because a lot of times, shit. I know even on my end, like there's a lot of shit that I still have to unpack. That I was going through from 90210 days. That I'm waiting for.
Nice little stunt.
I'll be 27 this year, and I'm just now unpacking things that I didn't realize were traumas until like hearing other people's stories and thinking like, oh, something similar happened to me. Oh wait, that probably isn't like but half you
was
the time.
Good, but you was good before then, right?
No, because they were manifesting in different ways. Yeah, so yeah, I have a problem with personal space, and especially with men, I don't like being grabbed or touched in public, and I would legit black on people or swing on dudes for touching me, and I never realized.
Public sex is out of question for you. Not as plain.
He had to make.
She's actually perfectly fine with that.
Like, as long as we talk about it before,
consensual, yes.
Sign it in triplicate. I got
you. But she
looked like, don't fucking touch me. Yo, I've always said that women with mad curly hair, don't touch them in public, bro. So they're gonna flip.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. But for me, it was because I never.
Don't touch anyone in public that you don't know.
Matter of fact, she's touchable. This happened in Mexico.
I had
to black on.
Back to Tulum.
See?
Back to Tulum.
That's why I keep telling niggas, leave Tulum alone, niggas.
Basically,
it is the 2 train.
It's a blessing and a curse.
This nigga said it's the 2 train going uptown.
Oh, yeah.
Long.
At what time? What time?
Not Express.
Not Express. Okay,
Express.
So you on the local.
Yes. All the way to Gun Hill. Enjoy that, my nigga.
Long story short, we may or may not have been skinny dipping in one of the resort pools. It was a group of like...
That you did not set that up to make us think you did not.
Now, wait. Okay, so...
Okay.
Like, I don't even know why you said may not. We knew you did.
Right.
We knew it happened.
Some people were fully clothed. Some of us were half clothed. And then some
you were naked.
I was topless. Goodness, I had on a bathing suit.
She gave you the hint. She's like, some of us
got
were...
Got too much dip on my chip. I'm sorry. I got excited.
God damn. Shit. Gross.
Shit. Okay.
We're good.
I don't think it's gonna affect.
We gonna be all right. No. We gonna be all right.
We just slide everything out the way.
All right.
Basically, I had shown up. I wasn't feeling very social, but I wanted to be.
But
in the
you
mix.
Get naked.
You wanted, I always want to be naked. You wanted, you know this.
You wanted to be a part of what was right. happening.
I wanted the ambiance. Yeah. I just didn't want to talk to nobody.
Gotcha.
I'm sitting on the edge of the pool trying to convince one of the other girls to get in with me because I just like to be that influence.
Okay.
And I'm talking to one
You're
of the
an
founders.
Yeah.
I'm talking to one of the founders, and this guy like swims up and he puts his hands. I think one hand was on my arm.
Got familiar.
The other one was on my thigh, and I don't know this dude. Oh. So, and he's smiling, and I was like, yeah. I know you might think this is like cool and fun, but like, don't pull me in this pool. Like, I'm not committed to getting in the water just yet. Mm. So he laughs, and I'm like, okay, like I'm being very serious. Like, I know I see the look in your eye. Don't pull me in this pool. And he kept laughing. I was like, bro, I don't think you understand. I will fight you like a nigga off the street. I will kick you in your fucking throat. Don't pull me. He's on 12 today. So basically I start blacking on this dude, and then finally the founder that was next to me, he was like, yo, she's trying to tell you to leave her alone. I just need you to like swim away. So maybe 10 minutes later I get in the pool. I'm wandering by myself, keeping far away from everybody, because again, I wanted the ambiance, not the interaction. Dude swims up as I'm like by myself, and he literally grabs me by my bathing suit bottom, and I'm wearing a thong bottom, and he pulls.
Oh, so he's pulling things.
I'm already topless. you don't have to force me to get naked. Like, I don't know you. Why are you literally grabbing the only piece of clothing that I have on?
Yeah. Now that's just steak in the tank.
As loud as I could without getting us all kicked off the resort, I was like, don't fucking touch me. And he laughed. He was like, yo, she said that mad stern. And everybody around him was like, why are you touching this woman that you don't know? And one of the other founders, she's like, what just happened? I was like, look, I've been assaulted before. I don't appreciate being touched. I already told this dude to leave me the fuck alone, and he just isn't understanding it. Looping back, I'd never realized that me blacking on being touched stemmed from me being assaulted in a church as a kid.
Yeah.
Mm.
And because it's not until the last maybe 2 or 3 years I've been able to unpack that where I made that connection.
And
message.
It's funny because, like, and I don't know what happened on the trip, but there were probably drinks involved. Right, people were probably,
most likely, yeah. We had just come back from the booze cruise, I believe. Yeah, so
like the booze cruise. Yeah. How did I miss all of this?
Usually, some sort of
was not on the two train.
Some sort of revelation happens. You know, like people take certain liberties with booze, but also people make certain revelations. And you know, I'm just saying, like, I'm sorry that happened to you, but to go, you know, circle back to what we were saying, yeah, like. People need therapy to dig up those things, mm-hmm. to talk about the reasons why, because we all respond and do certain things based on what we've been through. Like, our experiences inform our actions. And if you don't ever, like, deal with what you've been through, then you can't really... It's like that Sankofa bird, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, you can't, you know, it looks backward, but it's flying. So if we don't actually look back and see what we've dealt with, then how do we continue to go forward?
You know, it actually brings back a very viable point that you made episodes
now,
ago.
Now we're using viable. Cool.
It is. That,
it ain't
every word is not the word.
Technically, myriad has been said before, so it doesn't really count.
Yeah. Talk about that replaced viable.
You were the one who said myriad.
Oh, your finger? Pointed right at me. I didn't enjoy that.
And you need to deal with that. You need to figure where that comes from.
What the fuck were you saying, man?
No, I think what they're saying actually stems from something, a point that you brought up.
A
very viable point, honestly. It's one of my favorite quotes.
It's one of your most salient themes that you brought up.
God damn it! Ain't that the people that told
yes.
The college money?
Sally Mae, yes.
That's Navient.
It literally stemmed
it's
from
both
that word.
Sally Mae and Navient. You put them together.
Sally tried to switch her government name and sneak through the back door, right. We caught on to that.
Now we know who she is.
The etymology of Sally Mae comes from Sally Mae.
The etymology? What a who?
Sorry, go ahead.
I know what etymology is.
You're not wrong.
You talk about the little
I'm
soybean.
Look, all I'm doing is taking words from the menu. I'm gonna say general, so but yeah, go ahead.
Yo, the fuck would you try?
No, I was just saying. One of my favorite quotes from you is that you are what you survive.
Right, right.
And
we
a lot of
we survive.
And a lot of times that's the things that you survive or the way that you survived it is honestly the reason for therapy because it's a lot of times we continue to push forth very unhealthy practices or...
you just didn't want to say perpetuate. You want to avoid it saying perpetuate
because
you didn't want me to...
Relax. Relax.
I was like... put forth. I'm going to say
put forth.
That was your real life. That was what happened when you really turned off the autocorrect on your phone and the shit. You don't even be spelling shit. Little right in the iPhone.
You said papoose.
Put forth, nigga. You put forth this effort.
But what's funny is...
You continue to perpetuate unhealthy habits.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's one of the main reasons I feel like you niggas need to go to therapy.
But it's funny. I'm going to put a spin on what you said, right? Because what I like your quote. And most of us feel like we need to survive. I feel like when you deal with your shit, it takes you from surviving to thriving.
Ooh.
Like, we don't need to survive anymore.
Ooh.
We need to go to a point of, you know, like... No, and this ain't on some deep shit. This ain't on some deep shit.
Nigga say some deep shit.
But it's like, that's the thing. It's like, if you look at, like, most people where they are, they're okay with, like... keeping my head above water. Going back to John Amos. You see what I'm saying? I brought it full circle. You know what I'm saying? But it's like
temporary layoffs.
Yeah, but it's I heard the run. I saw what you did.
We know Mac.
I saw what you
we
did.
Know Mac. You
I saw
got a Grammy. We get it.
So but no, it's like we're okay with keeping our head above water because we've never been to the fucking top floor. We haven't, but it's like at a certain point.
But a deluxe apartment.
See, did you see what I just did? Did you see what I just did? I took you to the I wanted to go. I set you up so you could succeed.
I'm no longer surviving.
You're thriving because that's what it is. It's like we're used to being in a certain fucking, you know, this
cycle.
I was about to say the pattern. The what do you want in the plane? Come on. There's no people here.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Not flight pattern.
Orbit. Atmosphere.
No, it's when the planes can't land.
Yeah, when they keep going in a certain.
Oh, God,
we all got it.
I don't got it.
All right,
I know I don't got it. Anyway. Nobody even looked at me when I said my words. Y'all looked at it. I said descent next to
We got it. We'll figure it out later. But anyway, but we're in this same pattern of doing the same.
That's what I said. They told me it ain't descent. No.
It's not that.
No, but anyway, long story short is we're used to doing the same thing.
Yes, we dumb. Bro.
And we're spinning in the we're spinning our wheels and
tailspin.
You're not wrong.
Okay.
So all I'm saying. You see, listen, that's one of my favorite statements. You give credit to people without saying they're wrong. You're not wrong. But it's like we need to find ways to thrive and not just survive. And I'm saying, like, as a people, like, especially as men, we need to find atmospheres and environments that literally give us the space to be able to talk about those things. And if we don't feel comfortable talking
about holding pattern.
There it is.
That yes. There we go. Somebody had
Wi-Fi.
I've never heard that in my y'all heard that before?
A holding pattern?
You said I ain't never heard that.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard that in my life. Never.
Yeah, like we're in a holding pattern,
we're
right?
In a holding pattern.
We do the same thing the same way. Yeah. And so, right, that's the thing of insanity. Doing the same thing,
expecting different results.
See, you know that. And that's what surviving is. Surviving is doing that thing and being like, yo, like, why the fuck I'm still in the hood? Why the fuck shit can't be different? Why the fuck, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, bro, what have you done different?
Boom, 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 boom.
And if you haven't challenged the way you think, right? Because think about the way the people on the block, right? We think the same way. We say the same things. We talk about the same things. But then you'd be like, well, what have we done different? And then when somebody does some shit different, like, I think you guys are doing shit different, right? So this might be your therapy.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but again,
it's an outlet. I don't need a therapist.
But I'm saying, but there's also things that
who's
you.
That?
Look, I know who said
I'm
it.
Just saying.
I know who said it.
I'm just saying.
Fuck, I did to you. Give her a fucking mic. What the fuck I did to you?
Look, yeah, right. See, look.
No, give her the fucking mic, Matt. Because what the fuck? No, come no. You shouldn't have said
say
nothing.
Say it, yep.
Too late. Too late.
Bring yourself.
Bring yourself. No, bring your ass.
Bring yourself.
Come in.
Bring yourself
on the mic, then.
Well, I don't know if this one's going to use his.
Yeah.
So what was the for?
You know.
I mean,
no, the microphone. Come on, act like you've been in a production. There you go.
Okay, so even though you're talking to this, you still need to have a professional that comes back to you.
Says who?
Says therapy.
Well, ain't there people that's bad at their job?
But you're not wrong.
I know that's.
But that's why you're finding a good therapist.
Like Max said earlier, your friends aren't always the person that needs to talk to you. They're gonna hit you with that. You're right. They don't go through the same thing.
Right,
you
so I got this as my outlet.
So like, wait, you play ball, right?
Yeah.
So we talked.
And I'll bust Bill's ass.
Oh,
wow. I'll bust Bill's ass.
Wow. Not aggressive.
I got a smooth 11-5 spread on this nigga.
Damn, son. Where you find this?
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
I don't have none. Black men don't cheat. Don't know what you're talking about.
Wow,
bro.
Good one.
But you play ball, right?
Yeah.
So if your game is stuck in a holding pattern.
Talk about it.
Okay.
Would you see the same coach?
No.
You would do what?
Fire him and go work out somewhere else.
That's what I'm saying. So a therapist is basically like a new coach giving you new skills to do new things. That's all it is.
Pretty much. Trying to get you right.
That's it.
But what about the Ben Wallace's of the league?
Really? That's what we're doing? Going to Detroit?
Undrafted players. I just got... You like I did that?
I saw what you did. I didn't like that. I didn't like that. That didn't feel good.
He got
good.
A chip.
It didn't feel good to my
he
spirit.
He got a chip. Listen, we've been having these good conversations. Listen, for Ryan's absence, we're going to rock with Vic. Vic is going to be... He's Airbnb in Ryan's room?
He's Airbnb in Ryan's room.
I get to be a neighbor for a minute?
Yeah.
I get to be next door?
No, you're a neighbor. But you get to stay actually
living next
door.
I'm here?
You're the cousin visiting for the summer.
Okay. Talk about it.
Saying I'm a cousin, knowing that I wasn't?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Right, like our mamas knew each other.
Yeah, we not blood related.
You came by and you got food.
I had to always come get sugar.
Okay. You're lucky.
Yeah. All right. Cousin. I appreciate you.
Cousin Lucky.
Cousin Lucky.
Did Benita something.
Facts. And just so you guys know, it's not easy to walk into a situation and feel like you found family. But I appreciate y'all, man, for having me here. It's a blessing to be able to talk to people that are smart, that are about their business, that's doing great shit, and still you guys speak to your whole person. You guys are honest, human beings, and that's what I'm saying. Just thank you for having me, man.
Thank you. So you're gonna stick around. We're breaking the fourth wall. We're gonna record another episode. As if y'all didn't know, we don't record multiple episodes at the same time. Uh-huh. It's fine. So before we get out of here, as everybody knows,
every goddamn time.
Listen, Che, you want to hop your ass on the microphone?
No, I never want to hop my ass on the microphone, but I happen to be the only woman in the room to speak on certain issues. So we're going to start. No, you know how
we start. Double-handed golf, it turns out the same.
Talk about it. So we're going to start. We are going to start with our health tip of the day.
Health tip. Every episode we give a health tip. So, Che, what is your health tip?
Ladies, I want y'all to enjoy hot girl summer. That does not mean... Wait. God. I am not saying you have to be a hoe. I'm saying ignore these niggas, ignore the opinions, do whatever the fuck it is you feel like doing and makes you feel good and own that shit.
A.K.A. rob these niggas. Jesus Christ. Okay. What's yours?
That pill and rob these niggas.
I know what mine is, though.
Oh, go ahead. What's yours?
Take wet wipes when you take a shit.
Yep.
Because a lot of you motherfuckers got cocoa bugs in your asshole.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And so I'm just saying.
The visceral reaction.
I'm just letting y'all know.
Is he related to wax?
I'm just letting y'all know, don't just wipe your ass with a dry ass piece of toilet paper. Like, you grown now. It's fine. Like wet the towel.
Is this wax's cousin?
No, I'm letting you know because a lot of you motherfuckers be in the shower picking your ass.
Because wax would be telling you to, embrace your shit.
No, wax catches his shit.
No, I don't catch it.
That's disgusting.
No, I'm
that's
saying, disgusting. like a lot of y'all motherfuckers, are grown men with doo-doo stains. And I'm just saying.
Yep, big facts.
Don't do it no more. You can be better. We you don't have to strive anymore.
Survive.
You can thrive. You can thrive. You can thrive with clean drawers.
You can get a pack of 500 on Amazon for $15.
I will say for this episode, my health tip is damn son.
You always prefer this shit like it's a commercial.
No, because I be trying to think of it as I'm saying it, so it just comes up.
We've been doing this podcast for a while. You might thought, hey, we're recording. Let me think of a health tip.
I didn't.
He had to dodge
the
cone.
I had to. I almost beat a nigga the fuck up today. It was a lot.
You did the right thing. Yeah. And you did what you needed to do.
Thank you. That's God.
You talking like you want everybody to go to jail. I don't want to go to jail.
No.
You went to jail, so I didn't have to.
Okay, health tip.
That Jay-Z was that?
Mac did that, so hopefully you didn't have to go through that.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
My health tip for the day, guys. Thank you. It is to stay out of jail. Make sure you guys actually.
So they took your shoelaces and all that.
Took shoelaces.
You throw that out, right?
Threw what out?
Whatever you wore that day, you threw it out, right?
Oh yeah.
Just making sure.
No. It was disgusting.
If you guys,
I woke up and there was a water bug laying next to me, and I was like, "Yep, this whole ensemble has to go."
Yeah.
If you guys bring me on maybe one more time, I'll tell you about the time I went to jail.
Oh yeah.
You and Matt got jail stories.
Oh, Mouse got jail stories too. He's just not gonna talk about
business.
No, but my health tip is to do to be smart, fellas. My mom always says this whenever I leave the house, and it's one of the things that kind of stick with me all the time, especially nowadays because of my my situations. It is be safe, or I don't say stay safe with my friends anymore. I say stay dangerous. Stay safe. And make smart decisions, because that'll potentially keep you out of situations like Mac Wiles. Mouse Jones.
Well, guys, we've been doing this podcast for about 20 episodes now. Congratulations to us. And
My birthday's next week, right?
But you have cancer?
I don't understand. What you gonna do for your birthday? Cry?
You know what?
Oh, because cancers cry. I will say July cancers give us a bad name.
Wow.
June cancers, we keep it in. July cancers, I should push that shit out.
Hey, man.
Listen.
I'm not mad at you, but that's why you make good music.
Thank you.
Listen, at the end of the day, nobody get fucked on Mac's birthday. We gonna be there. We gonna celebrate like we always fucking
man,
do.
Fuck you.
Yo, let me tell you how Mac did me last birthday. Never mind. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, my God. I'm a neighbor, so I'm in the building.
Yeah.
I'm
just saying. What my health tip? Listen, it is summertime. Fellas, ladies, but I'm talking to my niggas. It is summertime. It is mandatory 2 showers a day weather. Mandatory. You don't got to take a full on. Just if you get in there, let the water hit your body, hit your T-zone, get your ass.
The T-zones?
You got to hit the underarms, the neck, the ear. Yes.
Yeah.
And don't be like the white people. Get your legs too, Sebastian. Wherever you at, wash your fucking legs. Don't let it just run down.
Did you see that one like post about, no offense, but white people were talking about they don't require their children like shower during the summer because pool water counts as a bath.
Yeah.
So they go think. But look, what we're not going to do, acknowledge that right there. Not going to do that.
I had an experience today. We'll talk about this off the mic.
Wash your ass twice a day. Change your drawers. Yeah, if you're traveling,
change your drawers.
Pack a multitude of drawers.
Yeah. Please.
Come on. We too old to be funky, bro.
Q-tips.
Yeah.
Please. We too old to be funky.
Now, my favorite part.
Yeah. Let's do it. It is time.
God damn it. For
the get the draws playlist, GTD.
I heard this on the last podcast.
So that means you're ready.
I don't know if I'm ready, but I'm ready.
Well, we're starting with you.
Okay.
No, we got to start with the new guy.
Got to. Go ahead.
It
could
be a new song. It could be an old song. Just whatever song you press.
Is it get the draws playlist?
The get the draws
songs you play when you get in the draws.
Shit. Okay.
Come on, you've been here 41 years. You got some records.
You're not wrong.
What's some of those records you and Floyd used to play when y'all go out strolling for women?
You know what? Fuck it then. I'm going to go with Men Condition.
Probably already said it.
What?
Which one? I probably already said it, but go ahead.
Men Condition, and I'm going to go with, shit, it's fuck.
Ross. I don't think they made that song.
No.
Man, that wasn't them.
It's In Your Eyes, Mint Condition.
Ooh.
Smooth. Che. Ooh. Look, yo, Che got the phone open.
Listen. Because you catch me off guard with this every single time.
Go ahead, mama. What you got?
But I'm going to put, you know I like my striptease songs.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I like putting on a show. Fuck?
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
None of my business.
Say it.
Nope.
Say it with your chest.
Go ahead.
I got to live first. Got to hit the gym before I say it.
I am going to go with Wicked Games Weekend.
Mm.
Okay. Little strip tease.
Punch this microphone like Tahoe. What the fuck? All right, cool. We're putting Weekend.
Can I live?
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
You let Wax put on a fucking gospel song.
Yeah, John B. Key is definitely.
There's nothing wrong with having a GTD
you're
with gospel.
You're going to hell for having sex to gospel music.
Nels Jones, what is your song, brother?
I'm going with Red off that new Chris Brown album.
Mm.
Yeah, that shit smacks.
That's nice.
Yeah, that Red.
Honestly, that surprised me. I was expecting something from Daniel Caesar, but...
Man, fuck that bitch.
Oh, nobody wants to cry.
His goof ass. That nigga said that black people ain't nothing.
Hey,
fuck him.
Hey. Relax.
Oh, stupid looking ass. That nigga look like auxiliary cord.
Now that's just striking the train.
That nigga look like an output.
Oh, sir.
It's like you could plug something into his face. Goofy face ass nigga. And the nigga had dreads to offset the ugly. Then he cut it off. Now you just want to show people you ugly. Not only are you ugly, and you dumb.
All right. Jesus Christ.
You're being moody right now. You're being moody.
Can I get mine off?
Just don't like Daniel Caesar.
That's what we doing?
This don't fucking... With a camera. This don't look like fucking Daniel Caesar.
Rude boy him.
All right.
What the fuck song you gonna put on, Mac? Go ahead.
Fucking... angry ass bitch. My song of the week, I'm throwing it back. I'm doing
back.
We gonna get Miguel. Time. But the beginning.
We going MySpace Miguel?
Yeah.
I remember seeing Miguel in the club in Miami before he blew up.
Yo, I need Miguel Vixen on that playlist.
Yes. Mm. That's my shit.
That's fine. That's a record. That's a record.
Yeah.
That's a record.
So the striptease song, just throwing it out there.
What? She can't help it.
I was supposed to be on a date and getting dicked down, and then these niggas right here want to let me know we're meeting at 10 p.m. I had plans.
Well, now you have plans with your toy.
But
Listen,
he's still on up.
What the fuck? He's up.
You better hit.
Oh, no. Stop it.
He up there. He got to be up at five.
He got to see her. And fuck the other bitch.
As the official Black History motherfucker in the room, I'm going to let you know there's nothing that's going to keep me asleep when good love is on the way.
Talk about it.
Here goes the thing. You're lying.
I'm lying?
Niggas be tired, bro.
Oh, no, no, no.
You lying, bro. I be...
Yo. So if you got to wake up at 5 a.m. for work, you yeah. waiting for yo, me to, get, to leave the studio to
no.
come in?
Yep. No.
Yep.
And you going to Mac Wild.
I got a resume.
First of all, I'm going to flip.
Please.
First of all, I'm going to flip. Okay. I'm going to be like, you going to fuck... You go, now you fucking one of them niggas.
Listen, nah, I got a resume.
I get asked that like once a week.
I got a CV.
I tell them When they asked me in the DM, I was like, yeah, we both fuck her.
I literally started saying polygamy is fun at this point.
I was like, as long as my shorty agrees, I'm good.
Listen, when they be asking, I'd be like, you're not wrong.
You're not wrong.
Circle back.
And on that note, listen, nice, we know we didn't nice do a listen segue. To letter. We'll get to them in the next episode.
Uh-huh. Oh, we're going to have fun with the listen to letters next episode.
Listen, I know exactly who the fuck is here today. Please make sure you keep subscribing, keep following at guysnextdoor_ on Instagram. If you uh-huh. want to continue the conversation on Twitter, use the hashtag guysnextdoor. No, guys, we're not going to make a Twitter. Please stop asking. This is not going to happen.
We don't.
Because there's no way we're going to work all this hard on it. No, it's not a tweet. I'm not about to have 152 followers. Nah. It's like growing dreads. It's the ugly stage you got to get through with Twitter before it gets lit.
Jesus Christ.
Not going to go through that. Did that already once. Not going to do that again. So we're not doing that. If you want to talk about us like you've been, hashtag GuysNextDoor. Support us on Patreon. Uh-huh. It is patreon.com/GuysNextDoorPod. Follow and subscribe on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
GuysNextDoor.com/C/GuysNextDoor.
There's
a C?
What?
Say it on the microphone because you act like people can't hear you. Like,
YouTube.com/C/GuysNextDoor.
C as in Charlie.
Yeah.
C as in
Charlie. Or you can just go to the search bar and type in Guys Next Door, like the rest of America. And on that note, I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Victor Burke.
My name is Mac Wilds.
I'm Shay Mills.
And we are the Guys Next Door.
You heard? Yeah, bitch.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.